From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Both sides in the international negotiations over Iran's nuclear program expect the process to extend past their long-standing self-imposed Tuesday deadline for reaching a comprehensive agreement. Federica Mogherini is the EU foreign policy chief.
Postponement is not an option. It could be, again, flexibility on one day more, one day less. I'm very optimistic. No, one day more, a couple of days more, but it's going to be within some days.
And a final agreement is signed. Iran will get sanctions relief while Tehran's ability to make nuclear weapons will be restricted. Greece's cabinet has decided banks will remain closed for 6 business days because people rushed to withdraw money following Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras' weekend decision to call for a referendum on creditor proposals for reforms in return for bailout funds. Mr. Tsipras blamed the Eurozone's finance ministers for their decision to reject a request for the bailout program to be extended. A $1.8 billion payment is due to the International Monetary Fund tomorrow. Asian stock markets slumped today, mainly due to concerns about the Greek debt crisis. Burundi going ahead with parliamentary elections today despite opposition boycott and criticism from the United Nations and African Union questioning the free and fair nature of the vote. President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to run for a third term triggered a failed coup last month and continued criticism from those who say he is violating the two-term limit in the Constitution. Burundi's Constitutional Court has ruled he is eligible because he was first elected by Parliament, not voters, in 2005. This is VOA News. Tunisian authorities are searching for potential accomplices in connection with Friday's mass shooting at a beach resort that left 38 dead. Islamic State claim responsibility. Many of those killed Friday were British nationals, while other citizens were from Germany, Ireland, Belgium, and Portugal. British Prime Minister David Cameron wrote Sunday in the Daily Telegraph newspaper that the attack, along with a mosque bombing in Kuwait that killed 27 and a deadly assault on a chemical plant in France, are part of an evil, as he put it, seen in other militant attacks. More than 500 people have been sent to the hospital in Taiwan with burns after a fire broke out at a party in a Taipei water park over the weekend. Ralph Jennings has details.
A new Taipei City Fire Department official said most of the 516 who were reported hurt suffered burns to their lower bodies. Taiwan Premier Mao Zedong told reporters Sunday the priority was to ensure the victims had proper medication. Mr. Mao says that due to the scale and rather large number of injured, everyone's focus is on medication, especially skin treatment. Local media images showed paramedics and bystanders carrying burn victims out of the water park on inflatable rafts. At hospitals around Taipei, burn victims and relatives expressed sorrow as well as anger. Ralph Jennings, VOA News, Taipei.
One of two inmates who escaped a prison in the U.S. state of New York remains hospitalized today, a day after being shot and taken into custody by police. David Sweat is in critical condition. He spent 23 days eluding authorities after breaking out of a maximum security facility, along with fellow inmate Richard Matt, who died Friday after being shot by a federal agent. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo speaking late Sunday.
These were dangerous people. We could not tolerate them being on the loose. The terrain was very difficult. This prison happens to be located in a heavily forested area, so it was an extraordinarily difficult road to hoe, so to speak. And this was an unprecedented coming together of law enforcement on every level.
The manhunt included more than 1,200 officers from a variety of law enforcement agencies. A solar-powered Swiss airplane is back in the air as it attempts a 35,000-kilometer trip around the world without using any fuel. The Solar Impulse 2 flew out of central Japan early today after an unscheduled month-long stop because of bad weather.
That's the latest world news from VOA.